I think it was always going to be mixed, and that comes as no great surprise. I think there was a perception out there that Joey is not the guy I know him to be, and I'm not concerned really that some people think it's a bad idea. I know that over time it will prove that he's the person that I know he is, and I think he'll be a huge asset to Fleetwood Football Club.
His detractors say he's got a chequered past. I suppose it's hard to deny that.
I think everybody has made mistakes in the past, but I'm concerned about the future, not the past.
What is the future under Joey Barton? What are you expecting from him as a manager?
I think first and foremost, the Joey Barton that I know has got great work ethic, he's intelligent, he's a good communicator, he's a winner. I think he will galvanise the players. I think he will be forward-thinking. And these are all the kind of things that we try and be as a football club.
He's not got any managerial experience, but that doesn't worry you because you've taken on managers in similar circumstances before, haven't you?
I've had great success with first-timers, if you like. The ex-players, ex-good players who've gone on to be managers. Mickey Mellon being one, who won us two promotions. Graham Alexander, another one who won us a promotion. So the first-time appointments I've had have actually been the most successful managers I've appointed.
Just tell us how you approached Joey Barton as regards to giving him this job. He has trained here as a player at Fleetwood. Did you first meet him then, or did you know him before then?
I've got mutual friends, yes, I did meet him then. I've always stayed in touch and go for dinner occasionally. Saw him in February, and obviously he was banned. He's somebody I've always admired, his skill set. I think that he's got lots of attributes which will be of great benefit to this football club. And he wasn't able to be an option for me then. I made the decision to appoint John Sheridan, who's been an absolute breath of fresh air. He's been superb. 10 games, he's won 5, drawn 3. And if I hadn't have had my heart set on appointing Joe, I would definitely have appointed John Sheridan. There's going to be somebody who's very, very fortunate who appoints an excellent manager out there, because there is one who's going to be available at the end of the season.
He probably could feel hard done to, yet we've just spoke to him before and he said he accepts the decision and basically puts it down to the fact that's football and it's a changing game.
Well, it is, yeah. I think he has been incredibly unfortunate, because under any normal circumstances, I would have been chasing him to get him to sign a long-term contract. He's done that well. It's just really that myself and the senior management of the football club have discussed the opportunity of appointing Joe, and it's a direction that we wanted to go in for a variety of reasons, but I cannot speak highly enough of John Sheridan.
How excited is Joey Barton? We can't actually hear from him, of course, now, apart from a few words in the statement on the club's website. He must be very excited and raring to go, I would imagine.
Well, definitely, yeah. Joey is naturally a hugely enthusiastic character. His enthusiasm is infectious, and I think that's another reason why I've appointed him. But no, undoubtedly, I'm in regular contact with him, and I know he cannot wait to get started on June the 2nd.
In terms of personnel, is he bringing his own staff? Have you had that discussion yet as regards people currently at the club?
I'm sure he's thinking about what he requires, but one thing I would like to place on record is all of the guys that are currently employed will be staying. If we didn't rate them, they wouldn't be there. We've got a really good infrastructure at Fleetwood, and whether we build on it or not remains to be seen, but the people that are there will be remaining.
And there are a few more ambitious chairmen in the Football League by reputation. Just tell us what you expect of Joey Barton, what you expect him to achieve here at this football club.
I expect him to achieve a winning culture. I expect him to be forward thinking, to play exciting football. There's so much that Joe has actually got to offer to any football club, and I think we're really, really fortunate, and I think our bravery in making this appointment will pay off.
Is he the man to lead you to the Championship?
Well, I certainly like to think so. Whether that can be next season or whether that's the season after, one way or another, I am ambitious. I'd be delighted to get to the Championship.